You're listening to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples.
You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting from 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
It is 10 a.m. on August 30th, 2026. Stay safe from the wild wires that has engulfed a lot of BC. Welcome to episode 35 of the Steve Chong Show in 2026, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on SFU Athletics, feature on the Northwest League, updates on the Western Lacrosse Association, another interview on the Massey Tunnel Replacement Project with the second tunnel ballooning from 4.15 to 8.5 billion, and the latest on the Surrey Police transition. First up today is Rich Brown's Naeba with Yukud Lala. That was Yukud Lala from Rich Brown's Naeba. Next up is Boot Camp's Time's Up. Here is September 11th. The following content has some explicit language, so listener discretion is advised.
Boot Camp.
comment on SF Athletics at this time. On August 25th, the Great Northwest Athletic Conference released their 2026 Volleyball Preseason Player of the Year, going to Symphony Anderson of Alaska, who led the preseason 14-member conference team voted in by coaches, where the Red Leaves' Mason Unger and Megan Hawkins made a cut. Unger is a libero senior who stands at 5 feet 9 inches, which is 175 centimeters, ranked 3rd in the GNAC last season with 4.49 digs and 8th with 0.35 service aces per set. She made digs in double digits in all but one match, with a season-high 27 digs on October 25th at Seattle Pacific. Meanwhile, Hawkins is an outside hitter who stands at 6 feet, which is 183 centimeters, is coming off an all-conference selection in 2025, inflected at 2.82 kills per set, a huge jump from 1.96 in 2024, finished second in conference with 0.45 service aces, and 10th in points with 3.51%. On August 26th, the SFU Athletics website announced the hiring of Ryan Marston to head the men's volleyball team, which will start competing in U Sports for the 2027-28 season. Coach Marston has 25 years of coaching experience from youth, post-secondary, and international levels. Between 2007 and 2022, Marston held coaching positions with Canada Men's National B and Men's Junior National Team programs, up to being the head coach for both. In 2019, Marston led Canada to its best ever finish in the FIVB U21 tournament in 2021, finishing 10th in Bulgaria in Italy. Marston has also built a significant coaching career in Western Canada, starting with Thompson Rivers in 2001, Mount Royal from 2002 to 2005, coaching State College from 2007 to 2012, culminating with an ACAC championship along with a CCAA silver medal in 2010, and Olds College from 2018. Also on August 26th, the Great Northwest Athletic Conference released their 2026 Women's Soccer Preseason Poll, where SFU were tied for first with Western Washington at 60 points each. Two games were on tap for August 27th. The women's volleyball started in the Central Washington Invitational at Nicholson Arena in Ellensburg, Washington, against Chaminade, Hawaii, and the Red Leaves fell to the Swords 3-1, winning the first set 25-20. But dropping the last three sets, 25-15, 25-23, and 25-22. Later on, the SFU men's soccer hosted Westmont at Burnaby Lake Sports Complex, and the Red Leaves fell to the Warriors 2-0 on two goals from Christian Johnson, the first at 33-31 and the last at 64-06. On August 28th, the women's golf announced its recruitment of Kelly Wang, who hails from Taipei City, Taiwan, who stands at 5 feet 7 inches or 170 centimeters and transfers from Maryville University of St. Louis via the team's Instagram page. Later on August 28th, the women's volleyball swept away San Francisco State in three straight sets, 25-17, 25-12, and 25-16, at Nicholson Arena in Ellensburg, Washington, as part of the Central Washington Invitational, which continued on August 29th, when the Red Leaves bested the Point Loma Sea Lions 3-2, winning the first set 25-20, dropping the next two 25-20, 25-10, but won the last two sets 25-21 and 15-8. Let me look at the score. Just a minute, please. Sorry, just... The fourth set was 25-21 for SFU, which tied their game against Point Loma. And the Red Leaves defeated the Sea Lions with a 15-8 win in set 5, winning the game 3-2. Meanwhile, the SFU women's soccer opened up their regular season in Bellingham against Hawaii Hilo. The Red Leaves opened the scoring at 4:07 by Dariela Lopez, followed by Sarah Carabata at 5:56 for a 2-0 lead in the first 6 minutes. The Vulcans got on board at 20:30 per Diana Garcia, but SFU got their 2-goal lead back at 81:49 per Kira Scott, as SFU tripled up Hawaii Hilo at Harrington Field in Bellingham, the home of Western Washington Vikings.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers establish the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since. And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002, CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m., CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
I'd like to feature the Northwest League at this time. It is a high A league, three levels below Major League Baseball. On August 23rd, Minor League Baseball named the Vancouver Canadiens outfielder Jake Casey as the Northwest League Player of the Week between August 17th and 23rd, as he went 9 for 23, 391 batting average, 3 doubles, 4 home runs, 7 runs scored, and 13 runs batted in. 3 new series started on August 25th. Tri-City Dust Doubles at Hillsboro Hops, Eugene Emeralds at Everett Aqua Sox, and Spokane Indians at Vancouver Canadiens. Hillsboro doubled up Tri-City 4-2 as J.D. Dix hit a 1-run double. Just a minute. Select the load of scoring page. Hillsboro doubled up Tri-City 4-2 as J.D. Hicks hit a 1-run double of Luke Schaefer in the bottom of 5th, plating Kenny Castillo as the eventual winning run, followed by Avida De La Cruz solo drive off Luke Cooper in the 7th as a lone home run at Hoff's Ballpark in Hillsboro, Oregon. Eugene and Everett started with a bang with grand slams in the first, started by Damian Wentz of the Emeralds off Adam Mayer, whose Aqua Sox teammate Aiden Torek responded off Jacob Bresnahan. However, Eugene pulled ahead 6-4 in the third with 2 runs on 1-run singles, followed by 2 runs in the 5th, and grounded Everett 10-4 at Everett Memorial. And Vancouver sextupled Spokane 6-1, highlighted by the Canadiens' 3-run rally in the bottom of 6, followed by another 2 runs in the 7th against the Indians on Rogers Field at Nat Bailey in Vancouver, BC. On August 25th, Tri-City and Hillsboro were in a back-and-forth barn burner in the extra innings, as the Dust Devils scored 4 runs in the top of 10th, started by Peter Burns' 2-run shot off Nate Savino. But the Hops scored 4 of their own in the bottom half. Both teams exchanged 2-run drives in the 11th, first by Harold Cole of Tri-City off Augie Mojica, whose Hillsboro teammate Yarrell Nin responded in kind, and Yasser Soler hit the game-ending 3-run bomb in the 12th, both off Benny Thompson, as the Hops walked off the Dust Devils 11-8 despite getting out homered 3-2. Everett jumped on Eugene early in the game as the Aqua Sox scored 4 runs in the second, started by Luis Suibel's solo drive against Henry LaLanne, followed by 4 runs in the 4th and 2 in the 8th, which offset the Emeralds' 6-run assault in the 9th for an 11-6 win. And Spokane bested Vancouver 5-3, started by Robert Calas' solo shot off Connor O'Halora in the top of 2nd. Which tied the game at 1. Highlighted by the Indians' 3-run rally in the top of 5th, capped off by Alan Espinal's 2-run double off Reese Fields, the eventual game-winning hit. Just a minute. want to get this. Just want to. For some reason, it's the minor leagues webpage is frozen. Just a minute, please. Oh, I got it. I have it now. On August, sorry for some technical difficulties. On August 27th, Hillsboro doubled up Tri-City 4-2, highlighted by the Hawks' four-run rally in the bottom of six on two doubles, first by Jake Josepha off Jefferson Vargas, and last by Chris Cates, both off Francis Tuxedo of the Dust Devils. Eugene at Everett was a back-and-forth slugfest as the game was tied at 7 in the 5th, first by the Emeralds' run in the top half, but the Aqua Sox responded with 4 in the bottom half. Eugene went back ahead in the 6th on Cam Maldonado's 2-run drive, his 3rd of the night off Reed Easterly. Just a minute. But Everett chipped away with a run in the bottom half, tied a game in 9 with another run in the 7th on a wild pitch by Hayden Winja that played at Carter Dorigi. The Emeralds went ahead in the 9th on Caden Kent's solo shot, his 2nd of the night off Casey Hintz. And Carlos Jimenez of the Aqua Sox whacked the game-ending 3-run jack in the bottom half off Ryan Slater as Everett walked off Eugene 12-10 despite getting out-homered 5-2. And Vancouver thumped Spokane 8-1. Highlighted by the Canadiens' 6-run assault in the bottom of 7th against the Indians. On August 28th, Vancouver jumped on Spokane early with an 8-run assault in the bottom of 2nd, highlighted by Jackson West's grand slam off LeVaron Johnson Jr., but the Indians started a comeback trail in the 3rd on Parker Coteau's 2-run shot off Troy Guthrie, followed by 2 more runs in the 4th, where the Canadiens put 5 more runs in where the Canadiens scored 5 more runs in the bottom half. However, Spokane scored 3 runs in the 5th, capped off by Clayton Gray's solo drive off Troy Guthrie, followed by a 5-run rally in the 7th and a 1-run in the 8th, which ultimately forced extras, where the Indians went up 14-13 in the 10th on a Jack Eshleman's wild pitch that plated Alan Espinal. But the Canadiens tied the game in the bottom half on a Parker Coteau's throwing error towards Austin Smith, which plated Alan Espinal, and Smith scored on a Justin Louis balk as Vancouver walked off Spokane 15-14 despite getting out-homered 2-1. Hillsboro exercised Tri-City 9-4, highlighted by the Hawks' 3-run rallies in the bottom of 3rd and 6th, which offset the Dust Devils' 4-run rally in the 8th. Where Hillsboro scored 2 runs in the bottom half on Tri-City. With Eugene up 2-1 on Everett, both sides scored a run in the 6th. The Aqua Sox tied a game in the 8th and walked off the Emeralds 4-3 in the 10th. On August 29th, Tri-City grounded Hillsboro 7-3, highlighted by the Dust Devils 3-run rally in the top of 3rd, followed by 2 more runs in the 4th. Just a minute. Where was I? Okay, right here. Okay. On August 29th, Tri-City grounded Hillsboro 7-3, highlighted by the Dust Devils 3-run rally in the top of 3rd, followed by two more runs in the 9th, which more than offset the Hawks' last run in the bottom half. Spokane doubled up Vancouver 6-3, highlighted by the Indians' 4-run rally in the top of 3rd, followed by 2 more runs in the 4th, started by Jacob Hinderreiter's solo shot off Colby Holcomb, which more than upset the Canadiens' 2 home runs later on, Jake Casey's 2-run drive off Bryson Van Sickle in the 6th, and Damari Pena's solo shot off Dylan Crooks in the 8th, the last of 3 home runs. And Eugene at Everett were in a back-and-forth slugfest as the Emeralds broke a 3-3 tie with 4 runs in the top of 3rd, started by Hayden Jackzak's 3-run jack off Evan Truitt. The Aqua Sox scored a run in the bottom half. Eugene went up 84. Just a minute. Sorry, just... just a minute, please. The computer froze. Oh my God. Sorry about this. The computer froze on me very... Computer froze on me. Just a minute. Eugene went up 8-4. Sorry. Eugene went up 8-4 in the fifth. Eugene went up 8-4 in the fifth on Robert Hipwell's solo shot. But the Aqua Sox scored 3 runs in the bottom half. Just a minute, please. Sorry, just the computer froze on me. Score, okay. It was 8-7, Eugene, who scored 4 runs in the sixth. But the Aqua, okay, who scored 4 runs in the sixth, which offset the Aqua Sox or Everett's 2 runs in the ninth for a 12-9 win. Sorry, there are some technical difficulties here. The computer just froze right on me. 3 games are on tap today. Tri-City continues in Hillsboro. Spokane renews in Vancouver, both at 1:05 p.m. And Eugene resumes in Everett at 4:05 p.m. All times are Pacific.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Here are the current standings for the Northwest League, which is in the second half. Vancouver is first, at 33-26 as an affiliate for the Toronto Blue Jays. The Eugene Emeralds, an affiliate for the San Francisco Giants, and the first half division winner, are second at 32-26. The Everett Aqua Sox, an affiliate for the Seattle Mariners, are third at 30-29. The Hillsboro Hops, an affiliate for the Arizona Diamondbacks, are fourth at 28-31. The Spokane Indians, an affiliate for the Colorado Rockies, are fifth at 27-31. And the Tri-City Dust Devils, an affiliate for the Los Angeles Angels, are last at 26-33. Sorry, there are some massive technical difficulties right now as my script on computer one, the bottom computer one, is frozen. I don't know what's going on. Even the computer... Oh, my God. Yeah, both computer ones are absolutely frozen right now. So I might have to go to Hotmail 2 to get things done. I'm really sorry about this. This is bloody ridiculous right now. I can't believe this. Yeah, I'm really sorry about this. This is so stupid. Just a minute, please. I can't believe this. This is... Just a minute. I'm really sorry about this. I'll come back with a PSA.
Listen to music and podcasts from CJSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Through the app, you also have access to archived episodes of our programs as podcasts. Stay connected to CJSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
Welcome to the second half of episode 35 in the 2026 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music. I'm not sure if there will be anything. There will be another set of independent music. Sorry about this. I'm not sure if there will be another music right now. Yeah, I'll try to... Okay. Now I'm trying to get it into the computer, too, because computer one is completely frozen. So I'm trying to get in. Okay, now I got computer two back. Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure if I'll...